Now I'm feeling sad about Cordarrelle Patterson. Basically, seems like he almost cut himself, or at least announced it today on his own Instagram, that the Steelers got rid of old, washed-up Cordarrelle Patterson on his day off. Yeah.
What was your favorite Steelers memory of him?
I think the night against the Bengals when he was literally a frozen cadaver who hadn't entered the game even to return a kick, and somehow Artie thought it was a good idea to use him on a second and six or something when they're trying a go-ahead drive in the fourth quarter. That was my favorite one. And then, as if that wasn't bad enough, Artie kept him in the game on third down and basically used Cordarrelle as a pass protector. And he got steamrolled and got called for holding on the third down play, and they settled for a field goal. That stands out. He was very good in the Indy game, I remember. And other than that, what stands out to you?
No, that was it. It was definitely going to be a pitch play on a scenario where he did not deserve to be in a game. But I do remember he had a couple flashes where he ran hard, but obviously wasn't sustainable. And by the end of the season, he was really not a guy who should have been on the field whatsoever.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, who will they use this year to get that one pitch play when they've not played the entire game?
Hopefully somebody in their 20s who's competent. That would be good. I don't know what Artie's fascination was here. They thought they were ahead of the game when the new kickoff rule came, that they were going to, you know, beat everybody else to the punch, you know, and get one of the great kick returners of all time. And it just didn't work out that way. It just didn't work out that way. Tomorrow the pads go on. And here's what I'm curious about, Sean. And first, What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Very hot, with a chance of a shower and a high of Lawrence Timmons, which is 94 degrees. What will be the tenor of this camp? I think last year, Tomlin tried the old tough guy thing. You know, we sort of opened the show with Steeler delusion. You know, they're bragging about their defense already, their highest paid defense, how they could be number one, and all three of their cornerbacks are elite, and they're all going to be on the field at the same time, and watch out for us. Well, that delusion extends to we're going to be the most physical team out there. And this physicality has been a draft theme and a team training camp theme for like 5 years. And you can look it up. You can look up the stats when good old, who's Adrian Clem was here. Oh man, was that the theme that year? We're going to be a mean offensive line and push people around. And this year again, it's physicality. Last year, it was Mike Tomlin's running the toughest camp in the business. And I remember guys were getting quoted. Who did they bring in? It wasn't Cordarrelle. Was it Patrick Queen? Somebody that they brought in was like, oh my God, I've never seen a camp like this. You know, these are relics. These are things of the past. Wow, is Tomlin running a tough camp? And man, were the Steelers going to be physical and tough and win games up front and beat teams with their defense? And none of that happened, really. In spurts, it did. They got off to a good start, all of that stuff. And then they crumbled. And part of me wonders if like Tomlin's first year as Steelers coach, if he might have gone overboard in camp. There's really no way to prove it. But I'm going to be very curious to see the extent of the hitting and physicality and time they spend in pads and all of that. But it's going to be entertaining, too. So I'm looking forward to it. And it all starts tomorrow in pads.
One thing that if you're looking for maybe improvement in terms of physicality, George Pickens at times just seemingly refused to make any effort blocking guys. If you can get a group of receivers, and I have no idea if Metcalf is a guy who's a willing and you know, at times dominant blocker, but if you can get your receivers to all buy in, I think that goes a long way as well. And that would be probably a big area where they would need to improve, because I just remember so many times Pickens seemingly being completely disinterested in that aspect of the game.
Yeah, and when he wanted to, though, he could be a very good blocker. He used to light
especially
people
when
up,
it was a Hail Mary play and he would just block a guy out of the end zone, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was boom or bust. Another thing DeFabo mentioned was Caleb Johnson. He's very intriguing to me. I think he has a chance to be great in this system. Now, did I sit there and watch Iowa games all the time? No, but we all have access to the highlights and the scouting reports and what people have said about him. And the fact that he may be a better fit than Najee. He may just be a better player than Najee. Najee's career here was a flat-out disappointment. I don't think that's even arguable. Do you?
If you draft a running back in the first round, even if it's a little bit later in the first round, they have to be a top-tier running back that, you know, gets the 70 or 80% of the workload. They have to far exceed what a regular starting running back is doing. And I would say he was probably at best an average starting running back and maybe below that at times.
I'll tell you this much. I can't wait till the opener. Steelers, Jets, and I see where Justin Fields has returned to 11 on 11 drills after that scare he had, that toe injury. That is going to be one entertaining opener, isn't it?
You got plenty of storylines in that one. Now, as you said, sometimes a great opening game performance doesn't necessarily indicate the season to come, but that would be a bad look for the Steelers and certainly not set a good tone if they were to lose against the quarterback that they basically seemingly let leave.
Oh, man. Can you imagine how motivated he's going to be for that game?
I think
and
he's
so
going to have
Aaron
a decent
Rodgers.
Season.
So is Aaron Rodgers, by the way.
I think Fields will be pretty good for them.
Yeah. That game should be in prime time. I love that. Anyway, Sean, great working with you today. Intern Dom, very controversial figure, will be in with me tomorrow. Do you like him?
I do. We've gone golfing a few times together, actually.
What?
Yes. We're not good. He's slightly better, but we're both bad.
Horrible?
I would say, yeah.
Horrible.
Yes, accurate.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to work with him either. City Limits comes back from his, I don't know where he is, a wiffle ball trip. I don't know where he is, but he's back on Thursday. So I'll talk to you.
All right. Good working with you, Joe.
See you, buddy.